It's just one of those, you know, when you was the last kick of the game and nothing really to lose, you know, if it went wide, so we're coming back for a replay anyway, you know, so I just had a swing at it, and it's one of those when it leaves the boot, you know, she's going over, you know, so I suppose just relief and delighted now that the boys, we've rolled into the semi-final, because, you know, we really left our heart and soul out in that field there today, as did Kildare, so, you know, a lot of work to do, a lot of negatives, but, you know, we'll get that sorted over the next 4 weeks, hopefully.
I mean, the heart shown in the second half, and particularly all through extra time, I mean, you know, where does that come from in this Donegal team? I mean, it seems like there's an indomitable spirit there.
Yeah, it comes, I suppose, from Jim McGuinness, you know, what he started off this year. Everybody's just being honest with each other, you know what I mean, and we're really pushing hard for each other and covering hard for each other, and, you know, at the end of the day, sure, you know, if the team loses, we all lose, you know what I mean, so it's all for the cause, and, you know, we're just delighted to be in the semi-final, and, you know, we've won nothing yet, you know, so it's only semi-final stage. We've been there before and we've been beaten, so, you know, we need to get back to the drawing board and be really prepared.
There are critics obviously out there of, you know, an ultra defensive style or whatever, but, you know, from an individual level, I mean, some of the displays defensively for Donegal today were just absolutely heroic. I mean, yourself, Carol Lacey, Neil McGee, these guys, I mean, you know, do you think that, you know, the excellence of your defensive play is overlooked entirely in the rush to criticise, and is that, you know, intrinsically very unfair?
Probably is, you know, and people just can, I suppose, in Ulster, and now they say this has been defensive, but, you know, we're responsible for our own man every day we go out, you know, we're six defenders, and we do a tremendous job, and any help we get after that is welcome, you know, but you can't play a defensive system in Croke Park, it's far too big, you know, you've seen two teams there just go hammer and tongs at it there from the start to finish, you know, I suppose Kildare will probably be the same in Leinster, people have been saying their defensive side, you know, but two teams out there, and we play our hearts out, and, you know, I would say it was an amazing game of football, you know, I wait till I get home and watch it tomorrow night.
You know, you're in All-Ireland semi-final now. I mean, it's, you know, obviously a long way from where you've been over the last number of years from a Donegal point of view. I mean, there's no point in stopping now.
Without a doubt, you know, we huddled up there and straight back to work. You know, tomorrow morning we'll probably get a recovery session in Letterkenny somewhere, and, you know, we've 4 weeks to a really, really big game here against, you know, Tyrone or Dublin, so a massive, massive team. But it's a pleasure for us to be here, and, you know, and to be in All-Ireland semi-final. We're just delighted, you know, after the hard work we've done all year, so we're just happy to be there, but, you know, we need to dig deep and make it count.
Listen, that score is one for the ages. You can think about that at the end of the year, I suppose.
Yeah, we'll not to think too much about it until the year's over, but, you know, just delighted.